There are many who are observing the goings-on here during Saints training camp, and they seem to want to say that Kenny Vaccaro might be having his best camp yet, John.
Well, he's one of those jack-of-all-trades pieces. We've seen them move him around, have him play rush in, have him play linebacker, have him play safety. So he's a valuable piece to what the Saints want to do defensively.
He had plenty of thoughts about what's happened in camp so far and looking forward to this weekend against the Texans. Kenny, let's just start with your thoughts on the joint practice with the Texans today. What'd you like? What was challenging?
It was good, man. Anytime you can go against a different team and get out here and compete, it's always good for us to see those looks. We go against the offense every day, so sometimes we know some of the plays that are coming. But with them, though, I mean, unless you study a little film, you're not going to know much. You have to trust your technique. It was competitive, and I enjoyed it.
Has camp gone the way you thought it would for you?
Definitely. I mean, there's obviously things I would like to correct when I'm on the field, but no football player is perfect. But knock on wood, I've been healthy. Been communicating better. I've done all the goals that I set before camp.
Is your role growing in any way?
A little bit. I mean, anytime you want to be that guy on defense, that alpha dog, there's always pressure. And not everybody can handle it. Not everybody can handle having eyes on you. And so anytime there's pressure, your role's always growing. They always you got to make the play. You got to get the guy that's always doing right to set the example. And I'll do it. I feel like I can handle any situation, any type of pressure. I mean, I'm not perfect. I'm going to mess up, but I always will bounce back. So that's the main thing.
Kenny, when we've spoken before, we've gone over the fact that you love getting in the box and you love getting up and being physical.
Yeah.
What are you enjoying about playing in more space and that challenge?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I think we get a misconception about the way I've been used for my whole career. I'm at the nickel. I'm always in space. Guys say he's a box. That's really because I'm beside the box at the nickel position. I got a knack for playing inside, reading the runs, but I've always played in space in my life. I mean, that's all I did when I played for the Texas at the Big 12. Everything's space. That's all it is. So, I mean, it's not foreign ground to me. It's really easy.
Kenny, play analyst for me here a little bit. Who's jumping out at you as far as players that are around you, especially the younger guys?
Probably AZ, Alex Anzalone, if I said that right. I like how athletic he is. He's young. He makes some mistakes, but at the same time, there's a couple plays in the game where he makes the open field tackle, and I don't know if we necessarily had that in the linebacker position consistently in a long time. I like his length. He listens when I talk to him. You can tell when the guys are blowing a veteran off or they're at pause, sorry, or actually listening to him. He does a good job with that, and he wants to be great.
Kenny, you were vocal enough after the first preseason game, which proved to be a loss. You wanted your team to win, obviously, and the benefits of that. Mm-hmm. So how did it feel after this past Sunday to get a win against the Chargers, albeit in a preseason game?
It felt great. And you want these new rookies to feel that winning. That you want to build a winning culture. I don't care if it's backyard football, if we're going to play baseball over there at Zephyr Field. You want these guys to start building a winning culture. And it felt good. I mean, it didn't count, but it sure as hell mattered.
As far as cleaning things up, the tuning that has to go on now over the next 2 weeks, if you had to make a wish list, what are some of the things that you'd say, hey, if we can get this, this, and this, I'd be really pleased?
Just over-communicating as a defense. There's a lot of times, even me, I do it sometimes, where I know a play that's coming or I know something that's about to happen, and I don't tell the guy. I just use that information for myself. Well, what use is it to me when this guy can make the play, you know? And I've been, as a whole defense, we need to do that more. But that's about it.